It is the morning show. I'm Kate Archer Kent. We check in on the Wisconsin live theater scene. The New York Times reported last month live performance is back, but audiences have been slow to return. So we'll explore if that holds true here. Find out about the theater company you are part of or support as an audience member. Join in on the theater experience now, 800-642-1234. Email ideas at WPR.org. Jen Uphoff-Gray is artistic director at Forward Theater Company in Madison, chairs monthly conversations with leaders of Wisconsin professional theaters. Jen, welcome back to the Ideas Network.
It is such a pleasure to be here. Thanks for having me.
Yes, and Brenda DeVita is here as well, artistic director of American Players Theater in Spring Green. Brenda, welcome to you.
Hello, welcome. Thank you. Welcome.
Yes.
Welcome to you too.
Welcome all around. Right. So Brenda, starting with you, American Players Theater is about 2 months from finishing its full audience season since 2019. What are you reflecting on as the season is nearing the end?
Wow, it's surpassed like all of our expectations, honestly, because, you know, we try to keep our expectations, you know, in check when we entered the season. Our 8 shows are up and running and we're in rehearsal for the 9th show. So our repertory we just didn't know how it would come off having all the actors back, because at the height of it, we have like 250 people on property. So in the middle of dealing with COVID, we just try to keep our expectations low, but the audiences have been extraordinary. We are almost back to 2019 numbers, about 95% back to 2019 numbers, which we didn't anticipate. So we are experiencing something that I think we were feeling through the pandemic, is that a lot of people wanted to get out and get back. And I think being outdoors has a lot to do with that. Having the outdoor venue. Mm-hmm. It's been very, very challenging, but it has been extraordinarily exciting to see, you know, 1,000 people in the house again. So mm-hmm. that's like heart, you know, it was like a heart, so heartwarming, because last year was so heartbreaking, you know, to be out there with nobody.
But are concerns of COVID behind you?
Oh, gosh, Jen, I would love to say to Jen, as she's like starting it right now, she's opened her shows. I have to say we are still dealing with the COVID. We call it the COVID. Because we test as part of our safety measures here, and the unions, the union's guidance, the actors' unions and directors' unions' guidance, we test sometimes 2 to 3 times a week. Mm. And if someone is tested positive, they have to, even if they're asymptomatic, they have to step away from the program in our protocols for 10 days. So you can imagine, while trying to rehearse 5 shows at a time, if one person who's in 2 shows or at the height of the season in 3 shows, one person goes down, we're putting in 3 different actors. So we've had a series of understudies, incredible work done by the company and the stage management crew to keep the shows going as much as we can. But we've had to cancel some shows for COVID, and we've had to cancel. And then we got, you know, just kind of a ridiculous weather last weekend. So we've had a lot of cancellations. And I think that's what I've heard throughout the country. There were a lot of cancellations due to COVID in the theater community, and still happening everywhere.
So Jen, fall season getting started at Forward Theater Company. What are you feeling? What are your takeaways as you prepare for the upcoming season?
Well, first of all, I just want to say, you know, congratulations, Brenda, on such strong audience numbers this season. That is so hopeful to hear, because it's certainly not the story that I'm hearing from colleagues all over the state and all over the country. So that's a wonderful indicator about our local audiences and how they're feeling. Although yes, outdoors certainly helps with that. You know, I agree with Brenda. I mean, COVID's not done. It's not remotely done with us. And even if it were, you know, we have unions and requirements that we have to work with that are, you know, extremely restrictive, and for the most part really should be, to keep people safe. Our industry was the first to close down and the last to reopen, I think, which is part of why we're seeing such lingering effects. So as we look to our season ahead, we're, you know, in the middle of the run of our first production of The Wanderers right now. You know, I'm knocking on wood right now. You know, we've been producing full time since the start of the pandemic. We have not yet had any closures or any cancellations at all. But I, you know, I knock wood because it, you know, it's coming. It is inevitably coming. And the uncertainty of that, you know, even if we haven't had any closures ourselves, and it's partly because, unlike Brenda, we don't have to rehearse five shows at once. Mm. So we don't have the same kind of cross pollination, so to speak. But just the general uncertainty that the audience is aware of because of all the cancellations that have happened, not just around here, but Broadway. It's such big news. Broadway keeps canceling productions and performances. I think it's just really caused a big hit in people's comfort being subscribers. You know, I recently heard from one of my colleagues that the Lort theaters, that's the sort of big regional theaters all across the country, there's about 78, 9, I think 80 of them, just did a survey of their members, and just this year compared to last year, subscriptions are down 30%. Which is
a
sort of terrifying hit at a time when government support has disappeared. Inflation has caused all of our costs to go way, way, way up. And we've all, I mean, and Brenda, you know, can speak this as well. We have all added so many costs to our productions beyond just inflation. You know, we're all testing, as Brenda said, 2-3 times a week, all those testing and cleaning and those kinds of supplies. For those of us doing video streaming, there's a lot of costs involved with that. And of course, really beefing up our understudies. You know, we used to hire, you know, very, very few understudies for the short runs that we do here. And now we hire one-to-one. We hire an understudy for every single actor in our productions.
That can
so that we won't have
really
to cancel.
Yeah,
so we don't have to cancel a performance if someone goes out. So yeah, it's, you know, it's rough out there.
Jen Apoff-Gray with us, Forward Theater Company Artistic Director, Brenda DeVita of American Players Theater in Spring Green, also Artistic Director as we look at local theater groups, operations as they are now. You can join in at 800-642-1234. You know, Brenda, it feels a bit, as Jen describes it all there, is like walking on eggshells effect. You just don't know what the next shoe to drop will be. What frame of mind are the actors in? Do they feel a semblance of normal or maybe a new normal?
Oh, God. I'm sorry. If any of them are up and listening, I have to be honest and say there is no new normal. What we're trying to do is just get everyone to agree that fluid is the answer. Like staying is fluid and is present and is like, what are you? Where are you? How are you today? I mean, how can we help each other out? That has been 2022, we got through, is how that company feels. You know, we're trying to get to the end of the season saying, keeping each other whole and stepping in for each other. I mean, I literally, one day we had 5 understudies going in for Hamlet. Thank God, not Hamlet or any of the major roles, but 5 smaller roles going in. And I literally driving down the road and I see a really good young actor that I have a great confidence in. And he's like, what can I do? And I'm like, how about you put on a costume? And you go in tonight for this role, tomorrow night for this role. And he's like, oh, I thought you were going to ask me to go in tonight. Yeah, I can do that. So that's the kind of like, literally, we are asking people to join. You know, we have understudies, but the understudies themselves, a lot of times are overwhelmed. I think the outside psychic energy of being an artist today or just living is part, if you can imagine for an artist, that their job is to be an emotional human in the and we add all this unknown to everything. We just really try to stay in communication and really try to help them.
I'm thinking as you drive down the road, workforce housing in Spring Green, what is it like finding places for your cast and crew to live?
Yeah, we housed this year 165 people in our town of 1800. And I have to shout out to our company management team and our entire company, and also shout out to this community, because it is no joke post-pandemic. It's always been a difficult, difficult job to house people here because they come for anywhere from 3 weeks to 6 months for the summer, from our people working in the shops to the actors and crew running the shows. And it is extraordinarily difficult. But this year, after all the people that moved back to town, to the small towns, and all the leases that got all the apartments, there's just a housing shortage everywhere. I'm sure Jen has her own housing issues in Madison continually. It's just extraordinarily difficult. And those costs have gone through the roof. Mm-hmm. So we have had a really generous donor, thank God, help us build some apartments this summer for next year. But that will just be able to like pick up the people that were putting way away. Like, we were looking at housing in Madison. We were looking at housing as far away as 45 minutes. And to be in a show until midnight and then drive home, it's just not, it's feasible. So that's been a really, probably one of the most primary challenges of our season.
Looking at the challenges facing theaters, two artistic directors with us, Brenda DeVita there, who is with American Players Theater in Spring Green. Jen Uphoff-Gray with us, Forward Theater Company in Madison. Join in on attendance, the comeback, the productions, availability of theater cast and crew. Workforce, 800-642-1234. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. You're listening to The Morning Show on the Ideas Network. It is The Morning Show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. We check in on live theater in Wisconsin after the long pandemic ups and downs, what the comeback has been like. A shout out to Evergreen Theater in Green Bay, mounting 8 productions in its dual season on the main stage and young actor shows. It starts with The Complete Works of William Shakespeare, abridged, revised, opens in 1 week. Give a shout out to your community theater, how it's doing. 800-642-1234. We have artistic director Brenda DeVita, who is with American Players Theater in Spring Green. And Jen Uphoff-Gray is here, artistic director from Forward Theater Company in Madison. They stay with us. So, Jen, you know, there are workforce shortages in industries all over the place. Pay and a living wage is a front and center issue right now in our country here in Wisconsin. Are regional theater companies struggling to retain employees?
Absolutely, they are. And I think that, you know, there's a whole bunch of things involved in that. Living wage is a huge part of it. Work conditions is a huge part of it. But even for companies like mine, and I know like Brenda's, where living wages and good work conditions have been a priority since long before the pandemic, what you have to remember is that our field is one that is predominantly fueled by freelance artists. And when COVID hit, they were left without a safety net at all. And the number of people who during that long shutdown made the really painful decision to leave our field, it's a really big number. And especially, you know, for, I think of my company, where a huge part of our mission statement is employing Wisconsin-based theater professionals in a market like Wisconsin, where there's not as much work to go around as there might be in a major metropolitan area. It was even more devastating when just so many contracts were canceled, so many companies shut down for the duration of that first wave of the pandemic. And so people felt really vulnerable, and artists were certainly seen as non-essential. And that has had an effect that's going to linger, I think, for a decade or more.
Brenda, you see the flux, I'm sure, of people coming in and out of Spring Green. What about making a living and that living wage in theater? What do you see?
Oh, it's so interesting. Living wage in theater. We've been working on a living wage in theater idea for the beginning of time, I think. I you know, there's never enough resources to pay artists and artisans what they are worth or they deserve. I use quotes. Because what they do is completely individual to the person and their abilities and their spirit and how they move through the world. And it's impossible, honest to God, to ever pay them. But to pay them enough to live in this day and age with the inflation, we have moved to try to make sure everybody in the next few years are making a livable wage, $15 or more. In the next couple of years, we've had that with all of our, because we have, you know, a lot of incoming entry level staff. And I think that the biggest deal with that is that where are they going? Even if they come, like Jen was saying, they're freelancers. What happens when they come and they work here for a summer and they work in the shops or their production assistant or their, where do they go after this? Because what they're seeing out there is a lot of theaters with budgets that are shrinking, with job offers that are shrinking. They're rarely seeing contracts that last longer than, you know, 8 weeks. And it's really a scary time to commit yourself to that. So it is an ongoing conversation with each individual about what are their life goals? I mean, I don't know how to say it any other way. Does this fulfill you in a way that can help you continue? I have no idea how young people walking into the arts right now are feeling about the industry. I do know that here, we are lucky enough to offer people enough weeks, at least at one time, for the actors and the stage management to have their insurance, to have a long contract. But that doesn't change like when October, November comes, where they're going and what they're doing. And I think it's always been a struggle in the theater, but now it's more so than ever. And we're focused on it in a way that has really become, we don't have theater if we don't have great artists and artisans. We just mm-hmm. don't have theater. Mm-hmm. So we have to continue to focus on those guys and what they need to live. But it's a question that will move and always move to the individual, what they need, because everybody has a different answer to that question.
Jen, speaking of answers to different questions, you've held these monthly meetings with mm-hmm. theater company leaders around the state. And I'd love to be a fly on the wall. What are those conversations like?
Well, the interesting thing is those conversations started shortly before COVID, hopefully this will be another discussion another day, but coming up this spring, there's going to be a statewide festival, World Premiere Wisconsin, involving, at this count, we're over 52 companies around the state participating, and that number has been growing every day. But the professional companies in the state started meeting in the fall of 2019 to plan for that festival. So when COVID hit and everybody went into their homes, we already had a platform to talk to each other. And my gosh, we have never needed each other's counsel and support more than during these 2.5 years. And so we just started making those a regular Zoom meeting. And I've been just kind of, pulling them together and chairing them for this past 2.5 years. And what's been wonderful is to see how generous all of my colleagues have been, sharing information, sharing ideas, and just support for each other. Hmm. I mean, I think the things we've been talking about are all the things Brenda and I have just, addressed in the last 15 minutes of sure. this conversation. Mm-hmm. COVID, working with the unions, making decisions about audience protocols, honestly, I feel that many of us have been left sort of out on our own to become epidemiologists and public health experts, because there has not been a ton of guidance or leadership at the state or national level during phases of this pandemic on what we should expect of people gathering in public spaces. And so those are weighty decisions to make. And I think we've all been able to be very supportive of each other, even as, individual companies have made different decisions. It's been so helpful to be able to talk it through with people mm-hmm. who are in a similar boat.
Knowing that they're in a similar, yes, position. I just want to touch base here on grants and other aid coming in, because at the end of 2020, Governor Evers distributed $15 million in COVID cultural organization grants, hundreds of organizations across Wisconsin getting them. Both of your, both of your organizations mm-hmm. got grants. So, I mean, mm-hmm. since that pandemic relief aid happened, have you received other aid to keep going, or was that it?
There's been a few different government programs that happened during the first, I'd say, 18 months mm-hmm. Of the pandemic that were, they were truly a lifeboat for so many organizations, because they helped people keep staff on payroll, or at least some staff on payroll, and cover some expenses. So the way my board and I talk about it is, the pain we all anticipated financially when the pandemic first hit, and we thought, oh my gosh, we are going to lose a tremendous amount of money, it basically kicked that down the road. So those huge losses did not happen immediately because of that government support, but it's now completely gone. It's completely gone. And now we're in the situation, as I said earlier, where expenses are much, much higher. Audience numbers are down. So that ticket revenue is lower and will take probably a few years to rebuild. I think the dire circumstances for a lot of our colleague companies were essentially postponed. And now is when I think things really hurt.
Mm. Thank you both for joining us. Appreciate it.
Oh, our pleasure.
Thank you. Thank you so much for shining a light on theater in Wisconsin. Thank you so much.
Yes. Brenda DeVita, Artistic Director of the American Players Theater in Spring Green. Jen Uphoff-Gray, Artistic Director for the Forward Theater Company in Madison. Up ahead, theater companies around the state are showing live performances for the fall and winter season. We get a preview of major Broadway productions from a playwright and theater critic. Join in on the shows you would love to see, 800-642-1234. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. News update is next here on the Ideas Network.